have you. Yes, WKB4CVA. Good afternoon, and at least I hope it is. how you doing today?
At least the sun's shining. It ain't as dreary a day as it was yesterday, and I'm off of work, so it's a good day. How about yourself?
Worse, I'm headed off to play a little tennis and tell you, it's been a nice day. I wish I could have played earlier, but most everybody that plays has got a job. I don't have somebody to hit the ball with.
If you stay out of that wind, you'll be all right today. And that, but I guess you'll get warmed up once you get going. And that, so, but hopefully you'll play good. Don't forget to exercise.
Some stretching exercises before I play, and that I learned in PT when I had a torn something or another. I forget what that was. Something in my knee. But it actually healed. I was surprised. And but I learned several good warm-up exercises to do.
We don't need that all of a sudden. Well, we got to kind of ease into it so we don't hurt ourselves, right?
I have gone on the court and just played without warming up, but I found that that if I do the exercises, my knees don't hurt nearly as bad or even at all after I finish playing, and that's always encouraging.
Going to get in some playing time today and maybe tomorrow morning. I think tomorrow night's supposed to set in raining, isn't it?
I think we're going to, it looks like we're going to have a wet winter. And I guess we need it, but I tell you, it sure does mess up tennis. And I just joined the league and had to pay for that. So I hope we don't get rained out on our games. I'm not sure what night we're playing. I think it's Tuesday night, but Saturday. That's when it is, on Saturdays. So, Lord help us. Who knows?
But, we got to be way over our limit for the month anyway, right?
Yeah, I don't know where we are with the rain. I would think, you know, we've had our fair share. I haven't heard the weatherman say anything about us being called up or in a drought or anything, so I imagine we must be okay. But anyway, well, I tried to fix the faucet in my bathroom. It takes a cartridge, and they say it's a whole cartridge, but you can take it apart. And so I bought a new cartridge and it didn't fix it. It still leaks. So I'm really not sure what to do. It's got to be the wrong cartridge. And so I took it back, or I'm taking it back. But I rebuilt the old one, and it didn't leak for a day. And now it's dripping again, so I don't know. I don't know what to do. I've got a plumber redoing my bathroom. He's looked at it, and he's scratching his head, and he's been doing this for years.
Beat, is it? I know a lot of them, you know, it's got a removable seat you can unscrew out of there and put it, you know, it wouldn't have to have but just a little worn spot or a little nick to make it leak a little bit.
So I took it apart, there's three O-rings inside, and they all were good, and I mean, they were, you know, O-rings usually get flat when they're worn, and they don't spring back out, and these look like they'd just been put in yesterday, but there was a little bit of, I guess, for lack of a better word, mud in one side of it. And so I cleaned all that out, and it stopped for a day. And then today I noticed it was dripping again. It's not bad, but it's a drip. And so I took it back apart, and it looked like it did the first time I took it apart, so I cleaned it up again and put it back in, and it didn't drip for a while, and now it's dripping again. So I just told my wife, I said, I give up.
Muddy when you turn it on?
We had to put a coupler in where the main feed to the house, just beyond the, right at the meter, actually, just outside the meter. A few years ago, this is my dad's place. When he lived there, he had a sprinkler system put in, and they put in real cheap, thin pipe. It's just paper thin. It's plastic, and it already had a nick in it, and evidently it held on as long as it could, but it finally gave way and started leaking in my meter box was full of water, so that was a big hint that I had a problem. And so I found the water people came out and said, you know, it's usually the sprinkler system, so sure enough, he was right. And anyway, so I think we might have gotten a little muddy water in the system, but it should have been out a long time ago. But see, this shower is never used. This is like a guest shower, so it's not used by my wife and I, and we're the only ones that live there. KP4CPA.
Sediment washed out on a regular basis, so it just kind of sets up in there, and then it just all works its way up to there when you finally do turn it on. KN4TFW.
Get out today. I took the cartridge out. I went out there and just turned the water on, not full blast, but enough to where I could hear it running, and just let it run for about 3 seconds or 5 seconds, and then I shut it back off, and I figured, you know, if there was any residual stuff in there, it would come out. Now we have found little bits of where the water people have worked on the main line, the cast iron shavings. We found some of that in our filters, in our faucets. So I've cleaned all those out, and this is just like, you know, it looks like mud, really. It's the only word I know to describe it.
Old time plumber can't figure it out, then it might take a minute.
There's three different cartridges for this particular faucet design, and it's a Delta, and my cartridge is white, so they're color-coded, and so, you know, I bought one. I've got a place almost right across the street from me, and I paid like $68 for it, so I'm definitely taking it back, because I put it in, it's brand new, and it leaked, so it leaked worse than the old one. So, I said, well, that's not going to work, and the plumber, he was standing there, and he took it out and put the new one in. I mean, it was leaking, and he put the old one back in, it was leaking. He was just standing there, you know, he replaced some springs in it, in the old one, and put some new, I don't know, there's some kind of seals that go in front of the springs, and, you know, but when I cleaned all that mud out of there the first time, it quit leaking. It didn't leak for a day, and then I looked at it sometime today, and it had started leaking, so I'm just at a loss.
The line leaks under the sink, and then just run, you know, turn it off there at the wall and let it run into a bucket, about 5 gallons, try to flush all that stuff out at, you know, full pressure, let it really flow. And maybe you can get a lot of that out and it won't clog it back up.
Do something like that. And, I don't know. Heck, it might be coming from the water heater. I don't know if water heaters do that or not, but anyway, he'll figure it out, because he told me he was going to fix it. So, I mean, I'm not going to tell you what I'm spending, but we're spending a buttload of money on this. We're getting our bathroom, our main bathroom, remodeled. It was gutted, completely gutted to the studs, and so now they've got the floor laid and the shower floor pan, and they put the flooring in for the shower, the tile, and so tomorrow they're going to start putting the tile on the walls, and the cabinet guy's going to come in, and then the counter guy will come in and measure, and he'll make the counter and all that. So we're not too many days away from having a new bathroom, but the shower's going to be a little bigger, and we're going to have, we took a closet and made it part of the bathroom, because it was a small closet anyway, and so that gives us some more room in the bathroom there.
And I was wondering how that job was coming, and it sounds like it's coming along pretty good. And maybe the other plumber will be able to figure out what's wrong with the other one. But it sounds like you could have some sediment down in your hot water heater. That's why they got that drain at the bottom. You know, you can drain it out, flush it out every once in a while to get the sediment out. And maybe that got up there and, you know, just got in that line, and it just needs to be flushed out. Might could do it by taking it loose and then just flushing it into a bucket. HKX. Hey, gentlemen.
Start calling us names right off the bat. Good evening. I'm gonna let y'all have it. I'm between the white lines here at the sports club, so I'm gonna jump on out of here. But anyway, enjoy the QSO, and y'all carry on. 73's KB4CPA.
If you have a good one, and look forward to catching you another day. KN4TFW. Good afternoon, Patrick. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Heading up the mountain, going home for the day. How about yourself, Ken?
Yeah, not too bad. I heard you on the radio, I guess it was Monday, maybe about 9 o'clock in the morning or so. I happened to have my HT in the office there, and I heard you call out, but nobody called back.
Throw it out there every now and then, see if I get anything. If not, try again later.
It was pretty dead. I kept it on probably a couple hours, and it stayed pretty dead for the most part. But I think there's some people that listen all the time for sure.
N0TR several times yesterday.
He always keeps his on. If he's in the car, it's on. If he's at the house, I believe it's on. And hey, I see you're supposed to maybe get some bad winter weather tomorrow night.
I'm wondering, it looked like they salted the roads coming through TR.
I think it's supposed to be Wednesday evening, Thursday morning. They're talking about maybe some freezing rain, but I don't know how far south they're anticipating.
That freezing rain stuff, that's no fun.
I'd want to be pulling that trailer of yours in the freezing rain.
Nah, freezing rain, I'll be staying right where I'm at.
Yeah, you ought to some Thursday, if it, you know what I mean, if you're getting off early enough, swing by the house there and I'll let you test out HF.
Try, but right now I'm dealing with my mom. She's not doing good, so I'm just coming straight home as quick as I can.
I understand it. And that, is she just ill and going to get better or what?
No, she will, her heart's dying, I guess is the best way to put it.
Yeah.
Right now, I think she'd be better off just to cross on over. I mean, it sounds rough, but she's suffering pretty bad right now.
Hospital.
But she's bedridden and can't get up, just in pain all the time and swelling pretty bad. Her body's retaining fluid.
Yeah, the functions are shutting off.
I don't know what to say. I mean, it's just the way it's going to be.
Praying for you guys, KN4TFW.
Good afternoon, guys, KN4NAP. For an old goat, I guess I'm doing okay. How about yourself?
Yeah, it's at least it's sunny and not raining. The pup will be ready to go for a walk today, although I might have to have on some mud boots to go across the field.
That's an adventure. I gotta go by and let Mama pick her car up at the shop. They were gonna put brakes on, but they said they didn't need it, so it'll be a couple, 3 weeks, they said, bring it back.
In a couple of 3 weeks?
Her car. I'm gonna be putting mine in the shop Friday.
What was it?
Brakes. The curse of being a paper carrier.
On the brakes, you're supposed to be flinging those things.
Have to stop every now and then for a box.
You throw it and hit that box.
Ain't that good.
That's what I was going to say. He's going to have to prove his aim.
A little cannon, just stick them in there and just shoot them in the box.
Potato gun. Ken, Mama was saying something to me.
Be a new invention for a paper delivery machine there.
Yeah, Ken, stand in the back of the truck and run it for me.
Yeah. Away with the compressed air also.
A big pot of pinto beans.
Paper route.
First of all, skunk running around spraying. Yeah, folks. Guys, go ahead. I'm pulling into the bank. Can't find that piece left.
I'll say 7:30. I'm almost to the house, and I'll probably be there by the time you get done. So look forward to catching you in the morning. KN4TFW.
Gentlemen, have a good evening. 7:30 to you. KO4HKX. Andrew, go ahead.
Hey, with the potato can.
They're in there,
sorry I missed you.
How are you doing this afternoon?
I was home, ma'am.
How come I didn't hear you on the radio 20 minutes ago?
Hard to squeeze the call sign in there.
Even if you double, we'll acknowledge you.
I do get hard to get cut in there for a minute.
Take over that when the repeater's identifying itself, you can talk over it.
Try to do that, and then I try to find that good jump-in point, you know? You can't just randomly jump in. You got to get that good point.
It's going to take longer before I answer, so I think you'll have a good jump-in spot.
I was just listening for the most part, and then y'all got to going about the potato can, and I was just rolling.
Fun of it, just listening.
And I know you can send some of that. If you get some snow, Patrick, you send it my way, but you keep the freezing rain up there.
As far as I'm concerned, you have it all.
Hey, you guys, I made it to the house, so I'm going to say 73, and you guys have a good one, and look forward to catching you guys, or I'll catch Andrew in the morning, hopefully, and maybe Patrick will catch you on Thursday morning, KN4TFW.
73s, we'll talk at you in the morning, KO4CF.
Do you again, KO4AKA. Andrew, you going to hang around for a minute?
2-3 minutes, and then I'll be at the house, but I'll be on till then.
But I didn't get to talk to you this morning or yesterday morning.
Good, actually, on my way home now, put my new gas grill together. It's a cheapskate, so I ordered one off Amazon.
Grill my fine.
Sit on that one, Patrick. What'd you say?
About it. I'm in my spot for the morning where I can't talk, so I'm going to take 7-3s to you, and I'll catch you later. Take care. KO4HKX, clear.
3, drive careful. We'll holler at you another morning. KO4CES.